Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's a new month, May 3rd, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you. Mondays are always important and big because there's so much news. Several days of news and developments. We got Paul Joseph Watson with his Monday check-in coming up in the second hour. We're going to have wide open phones as well. A lot of big guests coming on this week. You do not want to miss this week. Okay, you know, I've talked a lot about how the torture has been in the news for years, not just in Iraq, because we've just been there 14 months, but in other countries. Our government has been the premier torture masters in modern history. That is right behind the Soviet Union and, of course, before that, Adolf Hitler. Openly with huge schools, teaching the troops how to torture people's children in front of them, you name it. That's what's been going on right out in plain view. And we talked about all the investigations that have been done, all the documented cases of torture that I can't even talk about on air. It is so obscene and sexual in many cases in its nature. And of course, you haven't seen all the photos either on our television. And some of these photos we won't even post on our website of what they do to the women, what the women do to the men, the things. And they've been told to do this. This is the policy, and now that's come out. An uncle took letters that his nephew had sent him from the prison, and then they've been posted in the Associated Press. But we already knew about all this. It's new, though, to Sally Soccer Mom and Johnny Sixpack. 30 more torture scandals probed. It's out of the mail on Sunday. Ministry of Defense dossier includes Black Watch double murder claims. And it says 30 cases of torture and murder by British and American troops against Iraqi POWs are being investigated by defense chiefs. Now, on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go download it. It's there right now. In fact, Stephanie, I forgot to tell you before the show, you go up to PrisonPlanet.tv, top right-hand corner. It's about a minute and a half clip. I put it here locally in a local show today. It's a PBS clip. Where they catch some guys with some firewood they think they may have stolen. So in gang member fashion, and they sound just like gang members, they machine gun the vehicle and then run over it with a tank. You can just hear it here, but you can watch the video on the website. That's torture right there. That's destroying somebody's livelihood. He was a taxi driver. Steal a couple sticks of wood, they think, and they do this. But it's to stop all the looting, we've got to do it. Israel has taught our military how to do this, how to bulldoze date groves and tangerine groves and destroy these 100-year-old trees that these people are living off of. And those articles where the women just sit down and say, well, I'm going to wait here and starve with my children. It's not shooting at the troops that they then bulldoze everything. I mean, they do that too. It's anything. They arrest men who are caught selling food on the street without license, put bags over their heads and take them to the camp. And then sicko jail guards and sadistic control freaks get to do things I won't even mention here on the show. And at Camp X-Ray, it gets downright satanic. I mean, that's the only way you could describe what the London Guardian and Associated Press reported on last year. We need to repost that. In fact, a 12-page article has been written for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that is nothing but a compilation of mainstream quotes and admissions. But again, we can't talk about this stuff on air. And I won't post some of these photos on air. These are the equivalent of snuff films, the people beaten to death in the jail, people being, it's unbelievable. But that's the new America. And remember, all the big dramas are telling you torture's good on TV, conditioning the public to accept this. So we'll get into that, a bunch of Iraq news, bunch of UN news, just totally jam-packed transmission. 1-800-259-9231 is the number.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
As I was saying, on PrisonPlanet.tv, and listen carefully, folks, you can find it. On PrisonPlanet.tv, on the right-hand side of the page, on the sidebar, we put little images of different things up with text. And it's the top image, it's a blue image up there. And more of the liberation, and it's a tank running over an Iraqi's car, a taxi driver, because they found some sticks of wood in the back of his vehicle, and he might have stolen them. So the person begs, and they say, nope, got to teach you American style, and they then machine gun the car and then run over it with a tank. And to watch the video of this is just infuriating. You know, this weekend, we have the same mentality going on here. I don't watch much television. But I go to the gym and I get on a treadmill or I get on an exercise bike for 45 minutes or so. And I had a chance, I guess it was Saturday, to listen to Cops. That is, they got TVs in there, but that's always got MTV on. My Walkman has, you know, the TV function where I can listen to TV. And so now when I'm out jogging or, you know, whatever, working in the yard, I'll listen to television. That way I don't have to look at the government criminals and the psychopaths and the killers smiling at me talking about how there are saviors. That's the part I really have trouble with, is looking at the criminals. But I can just listen to them. And I almost started crying. I mean, I was there on the exercise bike just by the end of it, wishing that I'd have, you know, had a notepad to write notes. And I was having these epiphanies of how they set up the society, how they manipulate. I mean, what the show Cops does, you look at Fox Television. Every male role model is bad, is stupid. The women run the house. The children are all bad on their cop shows. The Bill of Rights is bad. Arresting people's good. Torturing is good. You know, everybody cheats on everybody. They got these shows where the women all go like whores and try to be picked by the one man, or Temptation Island where you try to get somebody to cheat on their wife. And I mean, this is evil stuff, folks. But then on the other side, it's the conservative channel telling you how good and conservative and Christian George W. is. I mean, and of course, all the networks do the same stuff, but different flavors, different spin. But the show Cops is really a giant training aid for police, to teach them how to behave, to teach them how to talk to the media. It's a giant PR system where the police watch that and learn what to say, learn how to respond. And watching Cops over the years, listening to it, I've noticed the police all have the same responses, say the same thing. Oh, I'm doing this for their own good. These people are all basically criminals. And every individual you see on the show is generally guilty of something, and so that reinforces the psychological view by everybody that we're all criminals. Are you starting to understand that? Just basic psychology. But they pull over this family, and there's a Hispanic lady and her husband, because, you know, they say their names on the show, and he walks up and says, "Get out of the car, you know, one of your tail lights doesn't work. I smell pot. Do you have pot?" And he reaches in and finds some marijuana, and he says, "Look, lady, you're going to have your baby in jail. If somebody didn't tell me whose pot this is, I'm taking you all down." And here's this pregnant woman crying and begging, and you know, her husband finally says, yes, it's my pot. But here's this cop. He didn't say anything about you're under arrest. He didn't say, here's your rights, Miranda. He didn't say anything. You can say, well, he's doing what he has to stop the pot. My friends, they've got 10 million adults and millions of children on brain-altering drugs that alter your brain chemistry permanently and literally destroy your uptake receptors, literally re-engineer the mind. They give children as young as 18 months methamphetamine, pharmacological grade. 6 million children are on it. And that's each year. More and more go on and off. So it's tens of millions total. They have all this horrible stuff. They admit Prozac's causing massive birth defects, massive brain damage, miscarriages. Ritalin causes heart palpitations. All this. The drug dealers, the people that ship the drugs in, are the ones that made drugs illegal. It's historical. In the 20s and 30s, the big families that owned the import rights on laudanum or opium and cocaine had all this new competition shipping the drugs in. They were losing their market value, so they made drugs illegal. They made drugs illegal. That is the classical opiates and the narcotics. And then they were able to jack up the prices, corrupt the police, build all the prisons, and start this industry. So they're pushing and selling stuff worse than cocaine and heroin, worse than cocaine and heroin. Pure speed than what you get on the street when it's the Ritalin and other drugs. And they're marketing it to everybody, and it's the same families that own Big Pharma that were shipping in the illegal drugs to begin with. Skull and Bones was founded with opium money. That's admitted in Encyclopedia Britannica. So this is the scam, and I'm listening to a woman crying and begging, and he's threatening her, threatening to take her child when it's born, torturing the living daylights out of this woman. And then he talks about what a good job he's doing getting some pot that George Washington smoked. Now, look, I don't like marijuana. Well, the only thing I like is a cup of coffee in the morning. I don't use drugs. I take maybe a Tylenol once a month if I got a headache. But it should be totally decriminalized now. You make it dirty. You make it dangerous. You make it bad. You put the money into it by making it illegal. It jacks up the price. Same thing with prohibition and alcohol. Triple the alcoholism, more blood poisoning, all the checkpoints, the prisons, the corruption of the police, energizing organized crime. They know what they're doing. The war on drugs has been an incredible success. You go, what do you mean it's been an incredible success? Well, there's more drugs, triple the heroin, double the cocaine, more people in prison than ever. The banks are laundering more and more of the money. Tom Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99, I have the Reuters photo and article, went and openly, they're allowed to by federal law, met with the head of the FARC guerrillas in Columbia and said, put your money through our banks or we're going to have the government invade you. And the FARC said no, so the invasion began. Our government doesn't spray the other two-thirds of Colombia, where the conservative, you know, right-wing government's running things with the same police and black ski mask, the same behavior. There's no difference. This is open. And you know, just all these excuses, chasing down vehicles, running them off the road, grabbing people, taking them to jail for drugs. It is a medical problem. It is a medical problem. And by making it illegal, if junkies could get their smack, and Europe's done this, and drug use goes way down, you wouldn't have 90% of the robberies. Did you know the Justice Department admits 90% of robberies are drug related? Because a gram of something's $100, $200, when you could buy it at a store shelf 75 years ago, actually 78 years ago, and about 1% of the population was addicted to cocaine. Now guess what percentage of the population has used cocaine? 24%. How many end up becoming addicts? Around 8%. It makes it worse, and they know it. Your war on drugs is a fabulous success. Giant private prisons everywhere, breaking up families, doing all of this, excuses to send your SWAT teams into people's houses. I want to get into the torture and all the news. It's just that, I had all these mental notes at the time. It was just so many things they were doing and how they were crafting and how after every scene the cops would go, we're doing this for our own good. They're bad. They could have hurt somebody. Blah, blah, blah. How good you are. What a good job you're doing. You're errand boys for the drug dealers, police. They bring in the drugs. They create the crisis. Your job is to keep the price up and to pack the private prisons. And it's disgusting telling that woman crying, Megan, you're going to jail. You're going to have your baby in jail. They're going to take your baby. No reading her rights, no arresting her, no nothing, just bullying her. Don't answer any of their questions. And let me tell you something. Get off the narcotics. Stop using the government's smack and their coke and the rest of it. Get off of it. Stop. It's not cool, young people. That's another thing. MTV acts like it's cool and Hollywood and rock stars, you know, play it all up when all it is drugs they're shipping in to set you up and to get you into their system. It's just come on, people. It gets cops killed. It gets citizens killed. It ruins families. And the media acts like, you know, the drugs are so cool on one hand and the drugs are bad on the other, and our children get that message and they go out and use it. And then instead of being medically rehabilitated and being treated, you know, for the illness they have, the addictive illness, it actually causes brain chemistry shift. No, we throw you in a prison where you get gang raped and where you learn how to be a criminal. And now you got a record. Now you can't get a good job. Now you go back to a life of crime. When you leave the prison, you've got a master's degree in thievery and everything else. And that's just great. The government loves it because now the middle class will call for more cops and more oppression that is now being used against them. Statistically, people in government are more criminal than those out of government. Smart criminals know how to get into positions of power. History shows this. So there's a higher level of drug dealers, drug users, money launderers, you name it, in government. But then government, via the crisis they foster and promote, comes to us and says, give up your rights, we're going to keep you safe. Come on, people, you're not stupid. 30 more torture scandals probe, get into that. Fresh memories of war, we went back and got the Ithaca Journal article where the troops were bragging about murdering children on orders. And the Pentagon didn't even deny this. They said, well, yes, we're ordered to kill entire villages sometimes. They corrected things. We're ordered to kill entire villages, yes. But, you know, that's only under orders. Women, children, all of them. So we'll read that, you know. U.S. spies urged abuse of prisoners, Associated Press, and much, much more. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Remember the guy up in Alabama? That's right, we're so far south down here in Texas, Alabama's north. Remember what happened in Alabama? He puts the sign in his yard saying our court system's a joke, guy with no criminal record. And the sheriff gets ordered by the judge to come arrest him and take his sign. And the judge told the paper, you know, we can't allow this type of disrespect to the government. That's illegal. But now, of course, the judge and everybody's in trouble and they're going to get sued. Remember Kelly Rushing, one of our listeners, this was in the newspaper, he gave a state police officer a Ron Paul video, one of my videos, but give him a C-SPAN video, folks, come on. And they arrested him and said that it was threatening to the government. Well, they tried to convict him. The jury found him not guilty. And then Kelly said, well, I told the officer Saar about all the trouble. I said, Kelly, you shouldn't do that. You're going to get harassed. Oh, no, I just want to be friendly. He just called up during the last break. And of course, I was right. They do not respect you being nice to them. It is primitive psychology. When you take his house in a lawsuit, when he loses his job, tried to put you in prison, buddy, tried to take your freedom away. When that happens, when you take his jet ski and bass boat, then the others will take notice. Do you understand? I just don't want to be mean. I tried to get in the video a congressman. I said for the country, and they arrested me. And I said I saw her about all trouble, and they just laughed at me. I'm real sorry. I won't be nice. I mean, come on. It's these nice people, don't put up with it. Let me tell you, you arrest me for a videotape, I'm going to sue you and sue you and sue you, and I got lawyers that will win. I got lawyers that want to own you, and I will own you, because you're not going to try to put me in prison for giving somebody. You know, you try to put us in jail. We're human beings. How would you like somebody taking you to jail for your political views? You wouldn't like it one bit, would you? And you'd want my house, wouldn't you? Well, you don't have to worry about me. I don't want to put you in jail for what you say. It's your First Amendment right, police. You can say you hate my guts, and I'll fight for your right to say it. Bunch of psychopaths. Poor Kelly is now getting some interesting harassment. He'll be on with us in the third hour. I can't handle it anymore. I mean, look at these photos of our troops beating these people to death in that prison. And stuff I can't even mention on air, what they do to these women. I just can't even. It's good when we do it. It's bad when Saddam does it. I mean, we're so sick. By the way, our government trained Saddam how to torture people. Do you know that? But they're not supposed to discuss it. I'm tired of the little guy being harassed. I'm tired of pregnant women being harassed, you know, on shows like Cops. We're going to take your baby if you don't tell us where you got that marijuana cigarette. Is that yours or your husband's? I'm not supposed to do that on the side of the road, you terrorist. So, and there's just piece after piece listening to that cop show. I mean, it's just total brainwashing. These court shows where there's no jury and the judge shouts at you. I mean, that's to program you. I've seen the Justice Department documents. That's to program you onto the new tribunal system. We're losing everything. We're under psychological attack by eggheads with 170 IQs. And it's time to get wise and stop denying what's going on. We all told Kelly to sue him. He's got a major lawsuit. He won in court. He was found not guilty. They're in trouble. That's why they wanted to convict him, because they would have gotten in, if they lose the case, it's easy to sue him, and now they've lost. But I told Kelly, I said, they're going to harass you. Oh, no, I don't think they will. I told them sorry about all the... it tells them they're sorry. I'm sorry you tried to basically kidnap me and put me in jail for a year. I'm sorry you falsely charged me. I'm sorry that you tried to ruin my life. Man, I'm real sorry to you. We're just too nice, people. We're just too nice. I'm the nicest person you'll know if you're nice to me. But you think you're God Almighty? You think I'm your slave? Man, you got another thing coming. I'm not your property. I never will be. I don't care what you do. I'm a free human being, and I'll die fighting for liberty. You can put me up there in the guillotine and, you know, chop my head off. I don't care. I'm not going to change one scintilla of what I believe or what I do or what I say, because I know I'm right, up one side and down the other. It's that simple. Okay, we've got to... break here, and I still haven't even really gotten into the news. I've been kind of off on a rant. We'll go to Daryl and Mike and Hugh and others. Five or six calls real fast out of the break, then I'm going to air this clip where they run over the guy's car because they think he might have taken some firewood, a couple pieces of kindling, and then we'll get into just the news. I don't even want to. It's all so horrible. We've got to expose these criminals. Got to let people know who they really are. Our very lives and our liberty and our children's future depends on it. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next hour, we have a total news blitz with Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the bottom of the next hour. We're about to go to your phones, and I'm going to detail a giant mass of news that I've already covered a little bit of here after we take some calls. But before I do that, I do want to air this clip from a PBS documentary, and this is just one of many, where they machine gun vehicles and run over them with tanks if they think a piece of firewood's been taken. But before we do that, PrisonPlanet.tv. There's like an hour and 20 minute special report that I did over the weekend, and I spent probably 8 hours on this. I'm going to spend time on this every week. Sometimes it'll be an hour, sometimes it'll be 30 minutes. This week, I think I'm going to put both my live TV shows up there. This is a special report, a compilation of live TV shows, and also I went in the studio and did some stuff just for this, just for the site. And it's amazing. A lot of key information there, and we've got it in high res and low res, depending on your dial-up or broadband. Go sign up today at PrisonPlanet.tv. Special text news reports. My best audio interviews. My best video interviews. All of my documentaries for download or streaming. you name it. We're going to put new films up weeks before they're released on the website first. It's 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. And it's just, I'm really impressed with the site. I'd say about half the site is free, news, video, audio, special reports, but then a large portion of it isn't. Because, frankly, we can't continue to add servers like this because of the tens of millions of visitors we've got without somehow building in a support method. So that's why we've launched PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're also adding a new server. Because the site has already exploded and is getting millions of visitors. Unfortunately, a microscopic fragment of those are signing up, but that's okay. A lot of folks have signed up, and I want to thank you for the support. PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, if you want the videos on VHS or DVD or want other great documentaries that'll really affect change and really wake up a lot of people, we have them at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we have the Jews of the Preservation of Firearms new video out that is so professionally produced it could air on the History Channel or the Discovery Channel. That's what it looks like. That's the quality of it. Aaron Zellman spent a lot of money making this. It's very historical. It shows the hundreds of millions of people killed in the last 100 years by governments after they take the guns. And it is something that you really need. Innocence Betrayed, and it's $29.95 because they're trying to pay off the production of it, and it cost us a lot to get it, and that's the price they sell it for. And you also get 3 Uncle Jack comic books free when you order the video. And they get into gun control. It's great to educate young people and adults that are at a 8th grade level. So the 3 Uncle Jack comic books and the Innocence Betrayed video, that is just, everybody's got to see this. At Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll free to get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, any of my 2-plus-hour videos that are just bombshell events, so well done, so shocking. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes of my films. You're not authorized with the other videos I carry. Tex Mars videos, Eric Huffman videos, Jews the Preservation of Firearms video. But mine you are authorized to make copies of by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, my videos are $25.95 a piece. $20 when you order 3 or more, so take advantage of that. Okay, before we go to Daniel, Mike, Hugh, Kevin, Muhammad, and others that are patiently holding, I'm going to blitz through your calls. Earlier, I got into the fact that it's been admitted that masses of Iraqis, Afghans, you name it, have been brutally tortured at the hands of the multinational UN receivership group that has parasitically taken control of the country over the last 13 years. And America is meant to get all the blame for this. It's all good cop, bad cop, while the UN poses as the savior. Now, understand that these reports have been out and confirmed over the last 14 months since the liberation took place, and even before then by coalition troops in the South and the North. And this was out of the Ithaca Journal last year, and we have a direct link to the IthacaJournal.com to this story. Fresh memories of war, soldiers prepare for their second mission at the Bagram military base east of Afghanistan. And it says a Army private, Matt Guckheimer, who recently returned home to Tompkins County after 2 missions in eastern Afghanistan, processed these memories and readjusted to American life, has just begun. Guckheimer, who was helped clear the L-shaped valley near the border of Pakistan, whose twists and turns are burned into his memory, explained the nature of his company's mission. In doing so, he spoke candidly about the reality of war. This article's even pro. His article is telling you what he's about to say is just the reality of war. In an April interview with the Ithaca Journal at his family Heights home, Gruckheimer, 22, shared his experiences during Operation Anaconda. He was sent on March 6 in a company of more than 100 soldiers to participate in the largest U.S.-led ground engagement in the eastern Afghanistan. Quote, and by the way, when they later, understand, when they later, when this came out in the news, the Pentagon clarified and said only if it's under orders and if somebody shoots at us. Then we kill everyone. Okay? So what was bad in Vietnam is now good. It's like torture is now good. Quote, now listen to this. We were told there was no friendly forces, said Gruckheimer, an assistant gunner with the 10th Mount Division at Fort Drum. If there was anybody there, they were the enemy. We were told specifically that if there was a woman and children, to kill them. And he went on to say, they're just about the most passive people you could want to see. He said with a smile, I just ended up not being that way. And it goes on and on. So they went into whole regions and just, look, it's not just Gruckheimer. Remember that they rounded up 3,000 of the frontline fighters, who again were conscripted by the CIA Arabs who were flown out on C-130s. It was a staged war. They put a gun to them, so they get down there in that trench. The Northern Alliance kept saying, why can't we bombard the real emplacements of the Arabs? Why don't we just bomb, you know, goat herders who don't even know where America is on a map? That was actually in the news. Totally ignorant, have never been outside their village. Why are we just killing them? Why aren't we bombing, you know, the tanks and the real enemies? Because it was all staged. And they rounded up 3,000 of these people, of the innocents, put them in containers for 3 days. When most of them died of suffocation, they then lined up the rest and machine gunned them. I mean, that's your government, people. That's what. And by the way, all these troops are going to come back here and be cops. Most of them are. And now you wonder why you go out to a peace rally or a land rights rally, a conservative rally, and it's on video from Portland to Tampa to, you know, you name it, and all of a sudden police come up with shotguns with rubber bullets and start shooting people who aren't even demonstrating or aren't even, you know, throwing things at them or aren't even cussing at them. And they attack federal judges and AP reporters and have old World War II vets, union organizers march down an alley and say you shouldn't come back and start beating them savagely. I mean, that's torture right there. That's the new America. Four or five of the prisons around Austin, the people have lost their contracts because the jail guards are raping the women and torturing people and killing people. And I mean, this is America, people. It's not just going to happen to the Arabs who folks hate so much. U.S. spies urged abuse on prisoners. The scandal over the U.S. military's abuse of Iraq prisoners at a notorious Baghdad prison is deepening, with new claims that possible war crimes were encouraged by American intelligence officers wanting inmates softened up for interrogation. A London newspaper has also broadened the abuse allegation to British troops. The Daily Mirror published photographs at the weekend of what is said to be a torture of an Iraqi man after receiving details of the alleged 8-hour beating from two British soldiers who gave him the photos. And they beat some people to death. We got photos of them raping women, beating people to death, urinating on people's faces. I mean, there's stuff I can't, it's stuff past that I can't mention. I'm sorry. On this radio show, I can't even read news reports to you. Do you understand how bad this is? Do you understand how bad this is? I mean, there's stuff in there that makes me so angry. And they're going to come back, they're going to be cops, psychopath cops, and they're going to be pulling your daughter over. I want you to know that. They're going to be pulling your daughter over, and they're going to think they're God. They're going to be trained in checkpoints, gun confiscation, everything. Look, I'll get back into this later because I want to go to your calls here in just a moment. Before we do that, though, just to give you the mindset, this is what they admit. If you do anything wrong, they will blow your house up, burn down your crops, bulldoze your crops, run over your vehicle. Now, in the full video of this, again, they think the person may have stolen a couple pieces of firewood. It's a couple of pieces of firewood that you might buy at the grocery store for, you know, $3. You know, out front of the grocery store, they'll have some kindling. And they think he may have stolen this taxi driver. So they say, oh, you're going to have to pay. So they then machine gun the vehicle in just gang member bloodthirsty frenzy. And then they run over his car with a tank. Now this is how our troops are being trained. They've officially been told to do this. Yeah, this will really win their hearts and minds. And see, the UN isn't going to do this, and so the Iraqis are going to accept them as the savior. This was all done cynically from the start. Go ahead and play it.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. No school deal. That's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whore.
Machine gunning the vehicle. Now running over. Yeah, that'll win the hearts and minds. They know it won't. You're the laughing?
Yeah, when you loop.
Later, the car's owner told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
And that's the plan. They'll make more money off weapon sales if the war keeps going on in a Vietnam style. It'll make the UN look good. That's the plan. As Bush said, legitimize the UN. Let's talk to Daniel in Florida. Daniel, thanks for holding. You're on the air globally.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Hey, I got a problem here. What we have going on with this release of the photos, the Iraqi prisoners were being beaten, urinated on, and sodomized, is problem, reaction, solution, I believe. They caused the problem by releasing the photos. You think some little innocent guard at military installation snuck these out? Do people believe this? This military intelligence letting this out, and the reaction is the people is going. It's going to be huge. I mean, people don't understand sodomizing these people. It's unforgivable.
Well, we have a lot of children listening. Please don't tell them the rest of it. The fathers of America's not being.
I won't go that far, but they don't understand this. And the reaction is more troops. The draft. Bring it in. Bring it in. The military industrial complex is loving it. They're loving it.
Well, let me just say this. I don't like to speculate. I don't know if that's the case, and I'll tell you why. I think there's probably a 30. This is a prime projection. I've thought about this for hours this weekend. I believe it's a 30% chance that what you're saying is true. Certainly the media is now playing it up because they're using it as a psyops now. We already had all this stuff a year ago. We had it 2 years ago in Afghanistan. They're playing it up and letting it all come out now because the handover of the UN is about to happen, so they've got to brand us as the bad guys before that happens. Now, let me continue. 70% chance this was brought out by people in the jail, because they're all posing in the middle of the jail, in front of everybody. This is an open thing. They're not hiding it, because they were told to do this by military intelligence. Just like Bruckheimer brags about being ordered to kill all the women and children. They've been told it's normal. The news says torture's good. Keith Sutherland tortures people every week on 24 on Fox, on Threat Matrix, on ABC they torture. There's been all the editorials about how torture's good. They've been told to do it. So now, they did release the photos.
Yes, and it's wonderful. I believe they're loving it. And I hate to speculate, but that's what I see. From everything that's going on in the past, I've listened to you for 4 years now, and everything you said has come true. I'm appalled at it. And I know our troops are being tortured, too. But I hear all these idiots on other talk radio shows, the mainstream talk radio, and it's a whitewash. I can't believe what I hear. It's a joke.
Understand, this is a massive prison. There are photos that I can't describe of them right out in the middle of the floor, right out in the open cell block,
right,
with troops all over the place doing this. This is sanctioned, openly being done.
And they didn't know nothing about it. With all the cameras in the streets of America, they didn't have cameras in the prison.
Look, Rumsfeld, I was in Hollywood to tape some episodes of Conspiracy Zone, but 2 years ago, and watch Rumsfeld in my hotel room say they're torturing people and say it's good.
Yes, yes. Oh, it's good to torture. It's good. They love it. They love it.
And they're all going to be cops when they get back here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're being acclimated well. That's
great. Thanks for the call. Certainly, look, folks, we've been reporting on this for years. So he's right in the respect in the area of saying they're bringing it out now. Why? Why? Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, go ahead.
I'm just wondering if I could ask you a question here. If anybody's ever seen anything like this, I was just driving home from the mall here, and I seen a black van, and it had Citizens Transport written on it, but it wasn't no city bus or anything. And I seen two guys inside. They had on black long sleeve shirts with a patch on their arm. I was wondering if that'd be something that the police are going to be using here in the future.
It's probably an armored truck or something, but there's lots of it. I mean, if you want private merch, the Wall Street Journal reported that right here in Austin, there are secret military police watching the meetings, watching the political meetings, harassing, intimidating. We have U.S. troops engaged in Khazar, you know, type, you know, situations. Khamazar type, you know, political officers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what got me is it had citizens written on it. That seemed kind of funny, you know.
I don't know. Have you done a web search?
No, I don't have a computer.
It's an incredible tool with the search engines available.
Uh-huh. Okay, sir, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Hugh and Kevin and Muhammad and others, we're going to take calls until the bottom of the next hour, another 40 minutes, and cover a bunch of news, and we got a guest coming on. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Friends, we're back live, and I haven't even scratched the surface of what's going on. You'll want to stay with us. There's so many facets to this. The ruling elite breeding us like animals to be fed on by them. Let's go ahead and talk to Hugh in Tennessee. Hugh, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Hugh.
You hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of uneducated. My talk may be rambling to some extent. I can't hardly tell you how much I appreciate you. But I had a question. When will we ever try to do anything about our people that are elected and their sworn duty to uphold the Constitution and then do everything they can to destroy, more or less?
Well, first we've got to educate the yuppies that think they're part of the power structure, that they're being enslaved as well. And that education process, that awakening, I'm here to report, is at mock speed right now. We're having a lot of victories, but the globalists are countering by just turning the heat up and trying to accelerate their program. So basically, it's like two locomotives, cruising towards each other at high velocity.
Yes, well, we need to work at it, whatever is proper to do. And one thing else, or maybe two. I was listening to Genesis this morning, and I was listening to Culture Shocks. I don't know if it was a replay or what, but it seemed like this guy, Michael, whoever he is, was supporting this march that's coming up by the women in Washington, D.C., against our Second Amendment rights. Can you tell me anything
about... I'm not familiar with the name of the show you're talking about.
Culture Shocks. S-H-O-C-K-S, I guess. You know something about our culture.
And the person was supporting a anti-gun march?
Yeah, right. Millions of women are going to Washington on or near Mother's Day.
Well, they always say millions, and then about 200 show up. It's the 200 bureaucrat march. And so that's just propaganda in the name of it. And what station are you listening to us on?
Let's see. My station is FM 92.7.
Okay, but are you sure it was Genesis? You may have heard another show.
No, it was Genesis. I listened to Genesis more than anywhere.
I'll almost guarantee you that whatever show this is being sarcastic. I mean, what were they saying?
Well, they've already been there once, the women have. This is the second time.
But are you saying the show was... Or was the show reporting on this?
Well, they had a guest, see, a lady, and she was supporting that thing. And
okay, now I understand. Well, I've had guests on that I don't agree with. In fact, I want to get some gun grabbers on here so we can expose them. But I'm not familiar. I'll have to ask. I don't even know about that. I don't think we have that show here. I think you might have gotten confused.
I'm thinking, Alex, I'm thinking you'll dig into it and find out if you can.
Well, believe me, as soon as this segment ends, I'm going to ask the folks running the broadcast. Stephanie, do you know what he's talking about? Okay, do we have a show called Culture Shock? I'll have to find out during the break. I can't talk to you.
And like I told you, the first name is Michael, if my memory's right.
Well, I'll find out. I certainly don't support that. That'd be horrible if that's what the network was up to.
And he, I believe he was the one, the talk show host, I believe he was the one that asked the question why anybody would want an AK-47.
Well, that sounds really bad. I'll have to find out, my friend. I'll have to check that out. That is, that's amazing. Not very good demographics either for that show. 80%+ of the American people are pro-gun now. And talk radio's a conservative format. Talk about that's why they put all that socialist programming on, and that Air America's already failed. Because the liberal line, the false liberal line, is such a fraud. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.